Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters is on the air. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six and seven figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as entrepreneur, author, speaker Deborah Hartnett showcases the triumphant journey of these powerful sisters. You'll be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278 or listen live 24 hours a day at www.wealthysisters.com. Now, our host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by Big Thinkers Academy, providing professional solutions for maximizing human potential. You can visit us always at www.bigthinkersacademy.com. We are so excited to have you on the show today because you know Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of six and seven figure earning women, and our purpose is twofold. First, we love to provide inspiration and encouragement to you, our fabulous listener. And second, we must edify, promote, acknowledge, and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network, and today is another fabulous Monday. Happens to be Monday, April 9, 2012. Can you believe that? Well, I hope that you can, and I also hope that you are as excited about your future as I am, and you also know that it is extremely bright. I promise you that it is, no matter what it might look like to you today. And remember, we are here every week at the same time. That's Mondays at 12 noon Eastern, so we thank you for spreading the good word. Now, as you know, we have another great show promised for you today. Yes, we do, for sure. Did you know that a little adjustment in your style could help increase your bottom line? Well, you know we're all about the holistic approach here on Wealthy Sisters. So perhaps you've heard that phrase, how you are dressed is how you are addressed. I mean, what type of business do you operate in, or what is your profession? And ask yourself this question: does your style or wardrobe or attire represent the image you want to project? Or better yet, are you interested in taking a few, maybe 10 years off? Okay, I know I have your attention with that one. Well, our guests today are masters at helping you, as they say, tweak your chic. The glam gals of Fabulous After 40, Miss Deborah Bolin and JoJami Tyler. They're both professional image and media coaches who specialize in helping midlife style conscious women look and feel age amazing. I love that. That's amazing for their age, if you didn't catch that there. As co-creators of the fashion web blog Fabulous After 40, that's Fabulous After the number 40.com, they're on a mission to raise the bar on everyday style because life is too short to be frumpy. I know that's right. Deborah and JoJami believe that if you look great, you feel great, and they believe every woman has the potential to look fabulous no matter what her age is. And I love that because when you're looking good, you're feeling great, you've got your confidence, there is no business deal that you can't seal when you've got it all together. So our special guest again today are the glam gals of Fabulous After 40, Deborah Bolin and JoJami Tyler. And you know what you need to do right now. You've got to call everybody, text them, Facebook them, tweet them right now. Tell them to dial 347-838-9278. We got another great show for you today at 347-838-9278. You can also log in live here in the chat room at Wealthy Sisters Radio. That's Wealthy Sisters, S-I-S-T-A-S, radio.com. And join us there in the chat room as well. And remember, when you log on to Blog Talk Radio, remember to follow us. And you can also join our mailing list at wealthysistersradio.com so that you can stay abreast on all the updates on our weekly show. And also, you can follow us at Facebook and Twitter under Wealthy Sisters. So when we come back after this short commercial break, we'll be back with none other than the glam gals, Fabulous After 40. I'm loving this show today already. Stay tuned.
Three women are murdered every day. Around the world, at least one in three women has been or will be abused in her lifetime. It's time to change these statistics. Join Saving Promise, a national grassroots movement that's bringing about real change. Visit www.savingpromise.org to join our One Voice campaign and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Text My Promise to 20222 to make a $5 donation. We need your voice. Together we can live, thrive, and be free of domestic violence.
This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.willdrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Permal Coast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Available.
Yes, we are live and excited as always. Back here on Wealthy Sisters, want to welcome all of you on the lines. I see your numbers dialing in, they're packed out. And also we want to welcome you in the chat room as well. And thank you again for tuning in to Wealthy Sisters today. We are looking forward to another great show. And remember, if you just joined us and you have to leave, come back. If you're at work, you can always catch this show and all of our others at WealthySistersRadio.com. And we are available for download there on iTunes. So, again, we want to welcome to the show the Glam Gals themselves, Fabulous After 40, Deborah Bolin and Joe Jamie Tyler. Hello, welcome.
Hi, Deborah. Oh. Deborah here.
Oh. Hi, Deborah. Joe Jamie. Great
hey,
to be
Joe
here.
Jamie. Very, very, very happy to have you guys on the show. I'm loving what you are doing.
Oh, thanks. We're having a lot of fun doing it. You know, we've had this blog for about 5 years, and we have such a great following. And I think it's something, you know, that so many women feel, that they get stuck in a style rut. So we just love helping them tweak their chic.
Oh, I love it, and I love that tweak your sheet. It's just perfect, perfect. Your play on words there is perfect.
Well,
yes, it is.
You know what it is about the tweaking is I feel like we feel like there's all these makeover shows, Extreme Makeover, you know, Advanced Makeover, Gorilla Makeover, and basically once we hit 40, we ladies, we know what we're all about. We know
right.
what we feel good in, and really what all we need sometimes is just a little tweak. And that's what we're all about because, you know, fashion is always changing. And
right.
the styles are always changing, the trends, and it can be confusing. And I don't know about you, but we haven't seen much out there in the media that represents our age bracket. And
right.
so that's what Fabulous After 40 is all about. We're here all some fun, inspiration, and how to dress not too old, not too young, but just right.
Right, right. Oh, and I, you know, I am so happy to hear you say that because, you know, our taste it can be, especially when we come from a business point of view, some of the things that we see may not be as user-friendly if you are in that professional world, if you're in that business world. Like some of the shoes today, I just got to say it in my little opinion, which I know I'm not a fashion diva, but some of the shoes, I mean, just how are you to wear that?
The
double platform. I'm like, this is not even, it doesn't even fit. It, you know, in that frame of a business suit. But you see it, like you said, the media and these makeover shows, you see this extreme makeover and you're excited to see what they're going to have. And you're like, what? Is that what they came up with? Yeah, so I know. And like you said, we do know really what we want after 40. I think that's where life really begins, of course. We say that now.
Well, there's a lot of, we found 40 is kind of like the starting point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason we got together is because Joe Jamie and I were both in our early 40s. And, you know, we have always loved fashion, you know. We're fashionistas.
Mm-hmm.
We've always loved
mm-hmm.
dressing up and looking nice. But we just found that, you know, especially after 40, things started to change. You know, our bodies started to change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get a little rounder, a little curvier. You know, our lifestyle started to change. You know, we were now into our own businesses, not working in the corporate environment. Or a lot of women do the opposite. They're at home and they start working, you know, in a big company, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But your lifestyle is changing. Your body is changing. There are no role models out there. Where do you see women in the media over 40 who are dressing well? And where is there to shop? There's only the old lady stores or the young, you know, 16-year-old stores. So it became very, very frustrating to us. Oh, my God. And plus you kind of lose your sense of how, you know, am I looking too old or, you know, am I looking too young? So we became very frustrated, and we thought, we're so sick of, you know, we don't want to fall into a style rut and become a frump. And we see other women who just kind of go, well, I give up. You know, I'm just going to go to work and I'm just going to wear that suit I've had 20 years. And we thought, we don't want women to give up, because when you look good, like we said, you feel good, and life is so much more enjoyable. And you're looking good and you're attracting more opportunities into your life, in your personal life and your business life.
Right. That's well said. Tell us, what is your mission here at Fabulous After 40?
Well, we like to say we want to raise the bar for everyday style. And I think a lot of times as we're aging, we're wearing more casual clothes. Mm-hmm. And I think the whole definition of what is casual should be elevated in today's society. We want to be comfortable. But what's happened is we're falling into the white tennis shoes, the sweatpants, and we're just too comfortable. And you lose your self-esteem, and, you know, you wear stretchy pants, and then that extra donut that morning or that extra bagel, those little pounds can add on, and you don't even realize it. But, you know, bottom line is we just know personally, we know that when we walk out that door, we're groomed, we have our makeup on, our hair looks great, we have on a nice outfit, we just feel comfortable to look pulled together. You just get compliments, and then your self-esteem goes up, and you just are happier. So it's sort of a whole, you know, the whole package.
What do you say to the woman? Because, you know, I have had conversations with some women, even when you talk about, we're talking, of course, through the business, but I love the fact that you talked about, yes, it's going to make you feel more confident. You're able to attract better opportunities professionally in your business world, but also personally. And I've heard, you know, we've had these conversations, well, I've been married, and they know what they got when they married me. and that. What, you know, what do you say to that individual that might have that challenge of saying, well, I don't want, you know, because then there's the extreme other side would say, well, you shouldn't try to impress people with how you look, and people should really want to just know who you are on the inside and all of that. What do you say to a person that might be going through that self-talk?
Well, you know,
there.
Deborah, it's Deborah here. I mean, what we say is, you know, the way you dress, your image, communicates who you are and what others can expect from you. So, you know, you are communicating a message every day. This is the thing. When you get up and you get dressed in the morning, you may not think about it, but the clothing that you're choosing is communicating a message to the world. And, you know yourself that when you're not feeling too good about yourself, you just tend to, you know, we all wear kind of just sweats or clothing that's not very bright colored and so forth, and we're sending that message that we don't really feel good about ourselves. So it's really important to manage the message you're sending every day, because, you know, image is perception, and you want people to respond well to you. You want to feel good about yourself, and you want people to respond well to you. And the thing about, well, you know, I am who I am, we're not trying to get people to change and dress like somebody they're not. I mean, we're very much into dressing for your own unique style, be it very elegant or very sporty or very romantic. We're not trying to change your personality in the way you dress. We're just trying to upgrade your level of dressing from being kind of floppy, which is not casual, to smart casual or dressier if you're going to work.
Right.
And you know what else, I think to address that question, which is such a valid one, because we do have so many people that, you know, do say to us, you know, I just want to be me, and I just want to express it. We've had women that we've been in lectures before where we've been speaking, and there's always going to be that gal in the back of the room in her sloppy jeans and a T-shirt just pulled out, and with her head hung low, feeling like, I really don't want to be here. I don't really want to hear this. By the end of the talk, she seems to have this aha moment where, you know what, maybe I should try this. And I think it's because we were really, I think what Deborah said was so valid in that we really are saying we're not trying to change you. They just don't know how to dress. What's happening is they're hiding behind that idea of what do I wear? I am confused.
Right.
I don't know where to shop. I don't know what looks good on me. And that's where we do take them. And Deborah and I have a wonderful class that people can take. It's called the Glam Plan. And it's a four-week webinar that teaches the women different style types and which one you fit in and how to dress so that you can up what you have and just learn all about dressing. Because some women never learn how. Some people don't have that natural gift of putting on, going and shopping and finding that perfect thing and being able to put it on every day.
Right, right. And, you know, that's why I call it that self-talk, because you're right. You will have people that I can imagine sit in that corner and just say, well, this is what they're really verbalizing, but that's not really what they mean. They don't know how to shop, or they might be frustrated. Like myself, who's impatient, I'm not a shopper. And, you know, to go all day, I've never been that type. I know what I want when I go in, so if I don't see it, you can forget it, you know. I'm not going through the racks all day, so, you know, I know there are plenty of women like that.
Deborah, that's the thing. When you are educated a little bit about dressing, for example, mm-hmm. you know what your personality is, you know the style you want to wear to express your personality, you know
right.
the colors that look good on you as well. Those few little things, once you discover about yourself, make shopping a breeze, right? Because
yeah.
you're focused. You go in, it's like, nope, that's not my personality, not my color, and it's wonderful. So, you know, we find once we empower women with this information,
uh-huh.
then, you know, dressing becomes a joy, shopping becomes a breeze, and it all comes together.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Why do you think so many women fall off the style track after 40? And you know what? I'm going to ask you this, because I'm going to say 30s, in the 30s,
yeah.
because I know that was the time I was having my baby, rearing, you know, that part.
Right.
And it just, I don't know, it just seemed like a different, I had a different click for me at 40, and I've had that conversation with others. But why do you think so many women fall off that style track or give up?
Well, I agree. It's because you just have, your body starts changing. That's
mm-hmm.
really one of the biggest things, I think. Even if it doesn't, your lifestyle is changing. So
mm-hmm.
all these changes come about, and what used to be able to, you used to have in your wardrobe that worked for you, maybe doesn't work anymore. Maybe again, you're all of a sudden you're thinking, well, I'm worried about being too sexy. Maybe you always dress a certain way, or you know, it's all these changes really is what happens, and
mm-hmm.
that's what makes it hard for women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as we mentioned, no role models. That also makes it really hard, because, you know, you go to any online store catalog, you look in any magazine, and the models are, you know, skinny, mini, 20 years old at the most. And so we can't see any women out there who look like us who are dressed well, unless we happen to see one in the odd time on the street. So it's this confusion about, well, I don't know, I don't look like that woman, so that tiny, you know, skinny little model, I can't really dress like her. How should
right.
I be dressing?
Right, right.
And so there's this big gap.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the reasons why Mrs. Obama is loved so much by so
wonderful.
Many women, because she sets that example for that 40 and over crowd so well with her
style.
We
have featured her over and over because she has done such a great job, and her body is a real body. It's got
mm-hmm.
curves to it. You know, she's got, of course,
mm-hmm.
the gorgeous arms, which she's so
mm-hmm.
blessed with, but
mm-hmm.
she's bringing color back. You know, that's mm-hmm. one of those things where, again, you know, black is a color that we all go to because we think it's slimming. It's easy to buy. There's so much of it out there in the stores, but it doesn't really look great on all of us, and it can actually age you after a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
After 40, because it's just draining, and it's not. It's just so somber. So
mm-hmm.
we have an ebook that we've written called Color Me Confident, and it's all about using color now into our wardrobe
mm-hmm.
and not just following the trends, but really looking at color and putting it into our wardrobe. You know, women, we just don't give ourselves permission to put color in our wardrobe because we're scared to buy it, because we think, ooh, is it going to go with everything? You know, I'm
right.
going to get stuck with this orange purse and never wear it, or these, you know, these bright blue shoes and never, you know, wear them again. But if you do know, once again, we teach women what colors look good on them, and once you're confident, and know what colors look good on you, then you have the confidence to go out there and add it to your wardrobe, and then everything you're adding is all going to coordinate. And it's almost like granimals. You'll just be able to pull something out of your wardrobe and know, well, these are my colors. They all go together. And then you can wear them. You know, you put them, mix and match and have fun.
Deborah, there's something that we call ABD.
Okay.
And ABD is abundant black disorder. And that's a phrase that we've coined because we find women have abundant black disorder. They have this compulsion to buy black, and more black. And, you know,
and
you open your
black
closet, and it's just a big black closet. And you know, the thing about that is we're not, again, I mean, we love black, too. Hey, I love it. It's slimming. You know, you put it on your heavy parts. It's great. But we're saying to look more youthful, more alive, more vibrant, you need some color up by your face.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you want to wear a pair of black pants, fine, but up by your face, put a great color that goes with your hair and your eyes, and you'll really look alive. You know, it's just that black up by your face sometimes, you know, especially when you get a little bit older and you've got some lines and some shadows, it can really emphasize that. And, you know, color is energy, and energy is useful. So you want to use some of that in your wardrobe for sure.
I love that. I love that. The color is energy, and energy is youthful or useful, you said.
Yes.
Yes. Which one did you say? Energy.
Well, I
is
said
youthful.
Color is energy, and energy, you know, is useful. If you think of the youthful people, they're very energetic.
Yes.
So color
yes.
is very energetic. It's going to make you look more youthful to wear some color. Bright
yes.
color.
Yes, and don't be afraid to do that.
No.
And you can still buy some things that will be conservative or not necessarily as trendy as, because, you know, that's a concern. I know we don't want to purchase a lot of trends that, okay, hey, next week is out. But you can find color in a wardrobe that you can wear 5 years from now.
Yeah, we're not talking about neon. Now, neon happens to be in this spring, but we're not talking about neon colors. We're talking about any color, just not, you know, maybe dark black or, you know, head to toe.
Right. I love it. Now, there are, I'm sure you can give us some signs, because sometimes, you know, how you might say, well, we're preaching to the choir, but then sometimes, you know, we may be in a little denial. We may not know that the flip is gone, that the 80s have left, and we might have to have an intervention or have someone to tell us that might not work for us anymore. What are some signs or just some little subtle clues that we can know we're looking frumpy?
That's a good one. I almost wanted to go backwards from that. And it's funny because we get people, when we have our classes, we send this picture to themselves, and they really almost think that they're going to look okay.
Right.
And when we start taking them apart, part of it's fit. It's if you're wearing things that are too baggy. Some of it is, again, color. They're wearing the wrong colors. And another thing is they're mixing fabrics a lot. I think women sometimes get confused. They think the word match means the colors seem to go. Like if you have a green dress that has some cream in it, then you have some cream shoes. But what we're seeing is they'll do a summery cream dress and then put a wintry-looking shoe with it, or vice versa.
Okay, so even like the texture matters as well. That's what you mean, like a wintry-looking, or you mean in the color?
The fabrication. For instance, this is even in creams, you can have a wool winter white, or you can have a creamy cotton, fresh cotton white. You don't want to mix those up together because you're going to be confused. It's all mixed mash. You want to keep all your fabrics. But there's a lot of little things. But going back to my point of going backwards with it, I think so many women get confused with compliments. Now, let's remember, when we give someone a compliment, we're trying to make them feel better. We're not necessarily really do think that they look that great. And we've heard so many times women say, oh, well, I get so many compliments on this. And it would be something that's maybe a crazy color or a crazy outfit. And I think people are just saying that just to try to make them feel better.
Right.
We really have to be careful of compliments, that are they genuine or not, and not maybe always listen to them and look in the mirror. and just go, am I looking in the mirror? Do I look? Is my body, my curve showing? Or is it too much showing? I think it's a tough question to be. I do think it's a tough question to have to look at yourself in the mirror and be judging. Maybe the best thing is to go to an image consultant or find a professional that's not your friend to give you an honest assessment.
Right. And I'm laughing because I remember years ago my former husband, he is the fashion. He can shop. He loves to shop, and my daughter has taken after him. But he used to tell me when I would say, well, I got a compliment. He said, people are lying to you. That's why I'm laughing. He said, they're lying. It doesn't look right.
It's hard to believe that. You know, you want to believe compliments. It's hard to believe it, but when you really think about it, just today, everybody, for the rest of the day, all your listeners, go out there and listen to yourself compliment people and see, is that really a genuine one? Or I think it's a wonderful thing to compliment people.
Right, it is. But it's how you do it. You don't want to mislead them.
Right.
Yeah, and you know that one of my favorite books is by Don Miguel Ruiz. I quote him all the time, The Four Agreements. And one of them, other agreements, is not to take anything personally. And he even said, even compliments, You know, when people say something good about you, you don't even want to take that personally because it's where individuals are in within themselves at that time. So, yeah, so that's good. What are some nice ways that you can say to someone, you know, to encourage someone, you know, so that you're not misleading them?
Well, I would say really be careful of your compliments. You know, be careful. And if you are going to compliment someone, make it genuine. So let's say they have on a crazy outfit. Say, wow, your eyes, I've never noticed how beautiful your eyes are, or your hair looks great today, or something other than, you know.
Than the outfit.
Right.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I got one more thing about that. The other thing is some people might be genuine with their compliments, but look how they look.
Uh-huh.
If they're not really fashionable, they might like you.
Yes. Who's giving you the compliment? That's right. That's right. You got to watch your company you're keeping, all, even when you're talking about attire.
Right.
Yeah. That's wonderful. I love it. Well, we're going to take a short break. If you just tuned in to Wealthy Sisters, our special guests today are the Glam Gals, Fabulous After 40, Deborah Bolin and Joe Jamie Tyler. We're happy to have them on Wealthy Sisters today. You can always, if you've missed the first part of the show, you can catch this show and all of our others at Wealthy Sisters Radio by downloading there. We're also available there on iTunes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff's edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's THEBATIE group.com. Or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699.
Would you like to reach quality professionals? Expose your product and services to thousands on a monthly basis? Advertise with Wealthy Sisters Media Group. Our packages include both on-air and website banner placement. Call our offices today at 1-800-917-9435, extension 803. Or visit our website at www.wealthysisters.com to begin building your brand today.
We are here and live on Wealthy Sisters. Want to welcome everyone and thank you for tuning in today. Definitely go and visit us at Big Thinkers Academy. We have a lot of great workshops that can help you and your corporation or organization maximize their human potential. We know here in today's economy that can be very challenging, and a lot of times training is one of the first things to go. But we want to remind you that when your people are ready to go, your organization will continue to soar. So remember to visit us at BigThinkersAcademy.com. Our very special guests today are the Glam Gals of Fabulous After 40. Welcome again, ladies, to Wealthy Sisters. We're having some great conversation today. We'd love for you to be able to take any questions from our audience, if that's okay,
sure.
A little later in the show. So if you are on the line, please make sure you dial 347-838-9278, 347-838-9278, and press 1 so that we know that you have a question. And you can also type your questions there in the chat room as well. So we've been talking about looking good, feeling wonderful, fabulous after 40 today as well, getting rid of some of that frump and, or as we say, dump the frump and tweaking your chic. How can women, ladies, look stylish after 40? We kind of talked about that a little bit. How can we help them stay out of that teenage daughter's closet?
Oh, that's a big one, isn't it? It's really difficult. It's like we kind of lose our sense of, you know, am I dressing too old? Am I dressing too young? Am I dressing just right? And I think, the trendy teenager thing is when women go overboard with trends. And, you know, trends are important because, you know, you want to look with it and you want to look modern. But, you know, the younger gals, the teenage gals, they'll combine, you know, a lot of trends, or they'll go really extreme on the trends. And after 40, you wanna be more elegant about it. You want to be a little bit trendy, but you don't want to go overboard. And you also don't want to wear, you know, things that are too low cut or just, you know, too much skin. So I guess one of the ways to do that with the trends is, for example, you know, bright colors are in right now, these very, very bright, vivid colors. You know, little crop tops are in. So a teenager might wear a crop top in a vivid color, you know. But if you're over 40, you're not going to wear a crop top in a vivid color. You might wear a classic, you know, kind of jacket, cute little jacket in a bright color. So that's the way you do it. You just got to think about it. You want to incorporate the trends, but in a very sophisticated and elegant way.
Now, I know you talked a little bit about the glam plan. I like that. They can go to Fabulous After 40. That's Fabulous After 40, the number 40.com, and learn more about the glam plan that you offer there. But tell us a little bit about this online webinar course. How can we do this online? You mean I don't have to meet you face to face to get help with this?
No, it's a wonderful course. We ran it. We just ran it a few weeks ago, and we had quite a few women doing it, and it was just absolutely so much fun. A webinar is something that you actually do it on your computer, and we all hook up together, and so you hear us live, and we have photographs that we show. We have an actual private Facebook VIP club that we all go in together, and everybody can post questions. They can post photographs of themselves. They can post photographs of their outfits they have questions about. So it's this living, live community, and we do it for 4 weeks. We have extra bonus calls on hair and makeup, extra experts that chime in to help us give us extra, you know, tips on things. We have live Q&A calls.
May jump in there, I just want to say we also have each call, we have the four main webinars, and each one is structured. It has a specific topic. For example, week one, we cover really simple, fast, easy ways to dump the frump and update your style. So, you know, the really quick little things, we just go boom, boom, boom down the list, quick little fixes to instantly update your style. And then the second week, you know, everybody wants to know about how to look slim, trim, and two sizes smaller. So that's what we focus on. We go into detail about your particular body type, and we measure you and all that type of stuff. You know, we get you to send in your measurements, and we calculate them all out. And we talk about your particular shape and how you can dress it to play up the good parts and camouflage the parts that you're not so happy about. Week three. Trends are really important, as I just mentioned, but also how to put the trends together. And we call these style recipes. And this is one of our most popular modules because the women love to know, okay, how do I combine this with this so I look not too old, not too young, and just right? And then the last week is accessories. And that's where your personality really comes out, because nothing expresses your personality more than, you know, purses, shoes, and other accessories. And we tell you what's in, what's out, and how to, and accessories that suit your personality and your style of dressing, because as I mentioned a while back, you know, sometimes you have a more romantic personality and style of dressing, sometimes you're more funky, you know, sometimes you're more sporty. So those are the four webinars, and then JoJamie mentioned that we have the hair and makeup bonus calls with celebrity hair and makeup artists, and we have that wonderful forum. So we've just had so much fun. It's like a private little club, and it's almost like having your own image consultants for a month, because we are open all the time in the forum, and we love it when the ladies send in photographs of things they've bought or something that they've been wearing lately and they're not really sure. So it's quite personalized.
Wow, that's great. And so they can actually go to your website and actually sign up for it. They join your mailing list. How do they learn more about it there?
Well, they can actually go to our website, which is fabulousafter40, the number 40.com, and they'll see it up there at the top. And they can just sign up, and it starts very soon, the week after next. So we're just filling up quickly. And we've got lots of good bonus prizes there, too. Do you want to tell them about that, JoJamie?
Oh, gosh, yes. We have, for everybody, the first 25 ladies that sign up, Vino has given us over $25 worth of free products. It's some moisturizers and suntan lotion and all sorts of good stuff. Also, another wonderful company, Fabrizio Gianni Jeans, has given us a gift certificate, a free tote, a free cell phone cover, flip-flops, all sorts of goodies. So we have lots of little $75 worth of bonuses for first 25 women that sign up.
Now, that's good. That sounds like a lot of fun. So we want everybody to, again, remember, you can go. Some of you might be kind of shy. Maybe you don't want to go to anyone on a one-on-one or face-to-face basis, feel like you might not have time. Here's a great way. You can actually go online and join this webinar. So it's at FabulousAfter40, the number 40.com, and you can definitely learn more about that as well. Now, I want to ask
you. All the calls are taped, so you can listen to them at any time. So
good.
Yeah, so that's another nice thing. It's very convenient for people.
It's the audio and a slideshow that goes with it, yeah, for the webinar.
Okay, great. I was going to ask that as well. Now, you've mentioned a couple of things about our shape and style. What are the different shapes out there, and how do we know, how can we determine what our shapes are?
Oh, well, there's basically four main shapes. You know, but everybody's a little bit different. But, you know, you've got your apple shape, which is bigger in the tummy. You've got your triangle shape, which is, you know, bigger in the hips, more that pear shape. You've got that inverted triangle, which is the bigger shoulders, more of a masculine look. Usually you're big busted, too, bigger shoulders, and then the smaller waist and hips. And then you've got the H shape, which is more straight up and down, more of an athletic figure. So they're the four main shapes, and there's little variations on it. I mean, I guess the bottom line to all these shapes, something that we preach to all our women over 40, is no matter what your shape, you want to stay away from big, baggy clothing, because that is really going to make you look frumpy. And we just find that women, you know, they put on a little extra weight after they have the baby or once they get into their 40s, and, you know, wherever it be on their body, whatever their shape, they put on a little extra weight, and they're starting to wear big, baggy clothing. And they think, oh, you know, that'll hide the extra pounds. But in fact, it actually makes you look bigger. It makes you look like you're wearing this big tent. So we say, you know, no matter what your shape, you want to wear clothes that are more slim-fitting, not tight, but that skim your silhouette, no matter what silhouette that is. So that's a big tip, that you don't look frumpy after 40.
That's very good. Now, when we look at turning 40, and we kind of talked about some of the reasons maybe we might begin looking frumpy after that because of, you know, our lifestyle changes or what have you. Have you noticed that I know we have to be in different places sometime at the same time, and you know, we've got maybe got kids pulling on us, and we're driving, got the seatbelt and all those things that are pulling on our tire. Have you noticed that there are a lot of fabrics available in the professional arena, or you know, the casual, professional casual look that are wrinkle free? What are the trends with that today?
Well, one of our favorite things is a wrap dress.
Okay.
And if you've never had a wrap dress, there's a bazillion excuses to get one in your closet. And the
yes.
first one is that they are usually made of that jersey knit fabric, which
uh-huh.
is so comfortable, doesn't wrinkle. And if you have to travel, you can roll it up in your suitcase, and it doesn't take up a lot of room. And voila, you have a nice dress. Another thing about the wrap dress is it looks great on almost every body type.
Right.
So it nips in at your waist and gives you that little bit of waist. And with that string, you can have had that ice cream come in last night and not feel like you, you know, if you gained a pound or two, it's not going to affect the look of the dress.
Mm-hmm,
but the
mm-hmm.
thing about the wrap dress, I think a lot of women don't feel comfortable wearing it, is because it can feel like maybe some of their bulges show a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we suggest putting on your shapewear. And that's a big secret for women over 40. If you
mm-hmm.
haven't had to try Spanx or some type of shapewear that you can wear underneath, it's almost like having a control top pantyhose on without the
mm-hmm.
pantyhose part. They are wonderful additions to any over 40 wardrobe because
mm-hmm.
it can hold you in. Now, there's different types of them. There's some that come up high up under the bust line. There's all sorts. There's whole full-piece ones. There's slips. There's all sorts of shapewear out there. So depending on what you're comfortable with, the different compression that you might be comfortable with, really depends on what style. You have to get out there and really try them on. But
mm-hmm.
they are the secret weapon on being able to wear a lot more clothes than you'd be able to, than you thought you could.
Right, and like you said, there are tons out on the market that's available today for the shapewear, and I know it does make a difference. We've seen before and after pictures of that as well, just you know, from the commercials on television, and even some of the direct sales products that have been out on the market as well in that shapewear. And when you talk about that wrap dress, we were so excited to have the Wilborn exclusive designers on, and that's what they master, the wrap dress, Wilborn exclusives, and they do all types of colors and vibrant. If you're not familiar with them, I encourage you to check them out. They've been designing. They have their line in Macy's, so they've been designing now, I know, for their second generation designers for years, and they do some great work there, two sisters. But when we talk about, I know you mentioned the wrap dress, what are some of the things that we can have as far as shoes in our closets? Are there some basic shoes that we all should have or should stay away from, like based on our height or what have you? Any tips on that?
Well, one of the best shoes right now is to have mm-hmm. a nude-colored shoe. So that means a shoe that matches your skin tone.
Okay.
And the thing about that is it creates a nice illusion. It actually makes your legs look longer because
mm-hmm.
it just flows right into your legs. It doesn't break the lineup. And also, you know, they just go with everything. You can wear a nude
mm-hmm.
shoe with anything. So that's
now, what about
really
for women of color? Because then
well,
you really wouldn't, you know, what about like a
well,
you
they call it a nude shoe, but there
uh-huh.
are so many shades of nude. They go from
okay.
like a pinky beige to an
uh-huh.
ivory to a creamy light tan to a,
uh-huh.
you know, so what I mean by nude is that they match the color of your skin, their skin tone. Maybe that's a better way to say it, a skin tone shoe.
Right.
And that'll
right,
make your legs look really nice and long and lean. But
right.
yeah, you might want to go funky as well. The bright colored shoes are also, that's a totally different look, you know, to wear
mm-hmm.
a real pop of color.
Mm-hmm.
You maybe that, you know, you might want to wear something a little more neutral on top and then wear like the shoes with a bright pop of color. It's also very fashionable.
Mhm. Mhm.
I mean, that's a perfect example of a trend when someone, you know, you do see that as a trend. The nude
uh-huh.
shoe is a trend, but if you have darker skin tones, it doesn't work for you. It's not going to do what it's supposed to do. So here's a
perfect
example of, and Deborah wasn't meaning nude in that, just that one trend. It's like just the idea of having a shoe, the tone of your skin, to give that nude look, to give that look of one leg, and then you wear the trends of the colors, all these wonderful colorful dresses and things. Then you wear those, and it just goes with every, your shoe will go with everything in your wardrobe.
And what
another shoe is, another shoe is this flat, these little loafers. Have you seen the loafers out?
Right, right. Okay, okay. Now, are they, can some women look okay in without heels, or do, are you saying some need to have a little heel, or what? It does that, does our height and our, I guess our width or size affect that look as well, as far as having a pump or not having one?
Well, I you know, heels always going to elongate your leg and make you look slimmer and taller. But, you know, especially after 40, we find a lot of our ladies have real foot problems, you know, and they have
the shoes we wore earlier.
Yeah, exactly, right. And, you know, so it's a real challenge. It's a real challenge to find a good shoe out there that is comfortable. But there are some out there. You know, Nike makes a great Kohan makes a great pump that has the Nike air sole in it that's very comfortable, and the heel's not too high. That's one of the ones we recommend. But don't give up. Keep looking, because, you know, you don't have to wear a 4-inch heel, but a little bit of a heel, even a little bit of a heel is going to make you look slim and trim.
Right, right. So definitely, especially if we are shorter. I know I noticed that for myself, you know, you definitely sometimes need that height with what you're wearing there as well.
And these wedges are just so comfortable, and they definitely give you some height, which is nice. And a chunkier heel will always be a little more comfortable than a very fine heel.
So a little bit more width to it as well. Well, if you just dialed in, if you got a question, you can definitely press a 1 on the phone. We know that you like to ask our special guest today, the Glam Gals of the fabulous After 40 web blog there. And if you have questions and you're in the chat room, please let us know. You can just type it out there. Or you can also, again, like I said, dial in at 347-838-9278. We have only about 10 minutes left in the show. This time is really going by so fast, always when we're having a great show like this. Now, we've talked about the shoes. We've talked about that color that we in the undergarment, so to speak, or that shape wear, as you said. What about some of the things with the accessories? Are there some accessories that we should stay away from based on our body or type or what have you? Or what, any tips, kind of tips would you like to share along that line?
Well, right now we're saying seeing the layered look is a big trend. And that's sort of fun because we find that after 40, many of us have been given by our sweethearts or somebody those little teeny tiny necklaces that we wear, like a little maybe heart with a little tiny diamond in it, or a little. If you have those, we find that those can look very dated. And if you just feel like you have to wear it, why not just pile on a few more chains with it, and then you've got a very updated look. Once again, if you are tall, a longer chain is going to look really elongate you and balance you out. Whereas if you're a shorter waist and you try to wear these long chains, they don't quite, you know, they can look a little awkward on your body. But we do think the chunkier styles are in the layering is what we're seeing is the trends right now.
Okay.
Now, I would just want to give a little tip in terms of your handbag.
Okay.
And this is something a lot of women really don't think too much about. They just go for something cute that they like. But I want you to also think about your body type. And, you know, if you're very heavy up top, if you're maybe big busted or you got a big tummy up top, you don't want to have a purse that ends right there under your arm, right at your chest or your top of your tummy, because that's just going to draw attention to that area. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if your weight is all in your bottom half, all in your behind and your hips, you don't want to carry a long bag that hangs down and ends right at your hip, because that's just going to add visual weight to your hips. I mean, that's where the eye is going to focus. So that's just a little tip there to think about.
Oh, that's a good tip, because you can see that can, you know, add a lot to us, especially if we're carrying those huge purses.
Right.
Yeah. The other thing is, another trend we're seeing big is a lot of hair accessories, little headbands with bows and ribbons and things on it. And after 40, those are just not age appropriate. We say leave those to the younger girls.
Right.
You know, Joe Jamie, speaking of hair, you brought up a good point, something we haven't covered, and that's, you know, it doesn't matter if you have the latest styles or the right clothing that suits your body type and all that. You aren't going to look fabulous after 40 if your hair and your makeup aren't updated. And we see a lot of women who want to go fashion forward with the clothing, but they are hanging on to old hair and makeup. Maybe hair that they wore when they were a lot younger, at a time when they felt really confident and things were going well in their lives, or something happy was happening in their life, and they don't want to give up that hair. So it's just equally important to look at your grooming as well.
Yeah, because, you know, like we said, sometimes we can get caught up in the hairstyle that we've had since high school, you know, and we don't know, you know, that we haven't realized that that style is no longer relevant.
Right, and it's the same with makeup, too. You know, makeup changes. It's slower than clothing, but it does change, so you got to be aware of that. You want to keep it softer after 40, nothing bright and, you know, hard and extreme. You find a lot of women, you know, the eyebrows are starting to fade out and they're putting the dark liner on, or, the, you know, heaven forbid, that dark liner on the lips and so forth. Softer and subtler is better and more youthful. I mean, just think of a baby. They look soft and fresh. So that's how you want to look, soft and fresh.
Right. What about for hands, since we're talking about that, what about polish? You know, I see a lot of times the, I guess it's the French tip or what have you, but what, you know, or the extra designs or what have you. What are your suggestions on fingernail polish? I mean, I never can really keep it on because I'm too busy.
There's definitely a trend right now for the shorter nails. So those that were having all these long fake nails put on, you really don't need to be spending the money on them because they're not really in style right now. And if that is an area that you could look in the fashion magazine, it doesn't matter what your age is, but you'll see that the women are wearing a darker polish sometimes. A lot of the black polish is still in, and anybody can wear that. We love the French tip. That's a classic look. That's something that I don't think it'll go out of style for a while. That's just one of those things that you could put the French tip on and have French manicure and always look polished. The baby pink polish is very popular right now. It looks very, it's just a nice neutral look that will look good with all everything in your wardrobe. Bright red is in, and colors are in. And we're actually, Deborah and I were having fun. We've been playing around with a little bit of that color. We saw Halle Berry with a beautiful purple polish on in a Revlon ad recently. And we just think that some of these colors could be really pretty and fun.
But again, her nails, they were gorgeous. They were short. They were very, very short. You might think, oh, purple nails. But, you know, short and a dark purple, they were beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Almost like a plum or something, like that kind of color.
Actually, they were lighter. But, you know, the other thing is, if you don't feel comfortable trying something crazy on your nails, put them on your toes.
it's time for that. Springtime and summer is right here. Yes, that's good. Now, do you have any suggestions for the women who perhaps are working during the day and perhaps they need to go to a networking function in the evening time, or even in some of the metropolitan areas that have the commuter trains and use public transportation as far as the trains are concerned? Do you have any suggestions or tips for them as far as keeping that that whole image going, as opposed to having to maybe put on the traditional tennis shoe with the socks with the pantyhose or what have you? Do you have any tips or anything for that as well?
Do you have a tip for that, Georgina? I wasn't going to say a tip for getting to the function. The only thing I was going to say about networking in general is, you know, networking, you're out there to meet people and to be seen and stand out. And so even if you're working at a conservative business during the day and you're wearing, you know, a gray suit, a gray jacket, and gray pants, when you go networking, you want to wear something a little brighter. So you might want to change out your jacket and put on a red jacket with those gray pants, you know, because that's the way people are also going to remember you. It's all about personal branding and standing out and making connections, and clothing can help you do that.
And
I do actually think that going in between, if you're on the train, You know, I almost don't even find any of that. I don't have a problem with the tennis shoes because I think you need to protect your good shoes. I'd rather you have a beautiful pair of heels that you're going to throw on when you get to that event and look hot than for you to have to mess them up, getting up and down the train, you know, into the train, up and down the stairs. So, you know, getting to and fro, I wouldn't worry about as much. It's, the main thing is that you look fantastic the minute you walk in the door.
Walk in the door for that event.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Well, if you've just tuned in, our special guests today are the Glam Gals of the FabulousAfter40.com. That's FabulousAfter40, the number 40.com. That exciting web blog that can help you tweak your chic. Deborah Bolin and Joe Jamie Tyler. Hey, ladies, we have a few minutes left in the show. I want to give each of you all an opportunity to give closing remarks to our audience today.
Well, I would just say, ladies, life is too short to be frumpy. And as we mentioned, when you look good, you feel good. Life is so much more fun. You're going to feel better, and you're going to attract wonderful things into your life.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to give everybody the ABD challenge, the Abundant Black Disorder challenge, that next time you go shopping, you promise yourself you're not going to buy any black, because we guarantee you probably already have too much of it in your closet. And tomorrow when you get dressed, go and search for the funnest color you have, put it on, and see how much more you're going to enjoy your day.
Yeah, because how you are dressed really affects how you are addressed. So I know, I love it. You got that confidence. You got on some colors there. You getting a little extra attention that kind of boosts your little confidence a little bit more. There's no telling what deal you're ready to seal. I love it. I love it. Well, ladies, you have just been awesome today. I want to encourage everybody to go to your website again. And are you all on Facebook and Twitter? Can they find you there as well?
Absolutely, and both of our addresses are Twitter is FabulousAfter40 and our Facebook is FabAfter40. But if you just go to our website, up at the top on the right, we have all the little icons, and it'll put you right there.
Okay,
and
we've
been commenting on your Facebook too, on the Wealthy Sisters.
Oh, okay.
You can find us there.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we know our audience, our largest audience is definitely through the download, so we want to say thank you to our download community as well. And they, if have any questions, we know that we've had opportunities here on the show, but if anyone has any questions of you guys, go ahead and reach out to you at FabulousAfter40, and also remember about your webinar that's coming up as well. And what's the date of that webinar?
That webinar starts on the
April 17th. Okay.
Yeah, Tuesday, April 17th.
Okay.
So you want to get signed up to that fast because you want to be one of the first 25 to get that $75 worth of free fashion and beauty products.
Good, good. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
And
well,
that's the Glam Plan.
That's the Glam Plan. All right. We're loving it, loving it. Well, thank you, ladies, for all you're doing to impact the world and helping us tweak our chic. We thank you for that. And we want to thank each and every one of you, as always, for tuning in to Wealthy Sisters today. We remind you to follow us there on Facebook and also on Twitter. And just a note, if you were part of our group on the Professional Black Woman, things have changed with Facebook. And we, all of the ones, the original over 3,500 of you guys, did not transfer over. So you have to rejoin the group all over when Facebook made that change. And I know I've gotten a lot of messages about when is the show, who's the guest. What we need for you to do is go to Wealthy Sisters, WealthySisters.com or WealthySistersRadio.com, and join our mailing list there. That will be the best way so that you can get the weekly updates on the show and reminder of the show as well. And also, you remember to follow us there on Twitter and Facebook. Again, thank you for tuning in. And as always, we wish you and yours the best of everything great. Continue to have a super day. Bye now.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by the Professional Black Woman, turning your concepts into cash. Join Deborah Hartnett, our host, next week as she interviews another powerful, progressive, and positive sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. That's www.weal-thysistas.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.